Howdy, friendly viewers. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On today's special program, we are delighted to feature a remarkable dog named Skidboot, his gentle caregiver David Hartwig, and their heartwarming story of kinship. This program was first broadcast in 2004 on the Texas County Reporter, a weekly television show that has aired statewide in Texas, USA, since 1972. The show's host, Bob Phillips, travels to the back roads of Texas to find ordinary people doing extraordinary things. As the show's website reads, Texas County Reporter celebrates the history, emotion, and beauty that make Texas and Texans so unique. With the kind permission from Texas County Reporter to feature the amazing Skidboot, we now invite you to Quinlan, Texas, to learn how love can transcend species and transform people and dogs.
Come on, Skidboot, gotta go to work.
The only thing David Hartwig ever wanted in life was to put in an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. Now, you might think it's a lonely job out here fitting horses with footwear, but David doesn't work alone. He's got a knowledgeable and talented assistant with a cold nose and a wagging tail.
Take it home. Take it to Barbara. Take it to Barbara all the way.
Meet Skidboot, the most amazing dog you'll ever see.
Thank you so much. Good boy.
David Hartwig discovered almost by accident that his wife's dog Skidboot was something special.
Appreciate that. Wait a minute. Hello? You don't talk Skidboot, it's for you. No, 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 whisper. Talk to him. Yeah.
You don't like that stick? Come on.
Skidboot and David's relationship almost didn't happen. Neighbors had complained about the dog's mischief, and Skidboot was about to be given away when David made a connection that led to a partnership that changed both of their lives.
And in about 5 minutes on my living room floor, I could throw a toy out across the floor, tell him to wait, he wouldn't get it. Tell him to go get it, and on the way there say, whoa, and he'd just stop dead still in 5 minutes. So I couldn't wait for Barbara to get home. And I said, you ain't gonna believe this, and I showed it to her. And she said, see, he is a good dog. We ought to keep him, you know. Wave your left hand. Wave your right hand. Wave your left hand. Wave your right hand. Wave your left hand. Now turn around. Take a hold. Wait. Turn the other way. Ease up on it. Now touch it. Okay, back away.
As Skidboot learned more and more ways to amaze, David and his new sidekick started performing, and the world started to take note. In the national competition Pet Star, the little dog from Quinlan, Texas won the grand prize.
And the gold medal and $25,000 goes to Skidboot!
From Letterman and Leno to a visit with Oprah, Skidboot's grown accustomed to the bright lights and limousines.
You know, he changed my life. He opened doors for me. I've met people that I would have never met before in my life. Oh, we were on Oprah, you know. I mean, how are you going to meet Oprah, somebody like me? And Skidboot and me had a ball.
Okay, now I'm gonna count to three. Skidboot, when I say three, I want you to get that toy. But don't you get that toy until I say three. And you better listen careful, because I'm gonna do the counting. One, two, six, seven. Okay, I'll be nice. 14, 29, 98. 17, 3.
Back closer to home, Skidboot and David are regulars at churches and schools. Skidboot lives to perform. and David sees it as his duty to bring Skid Boots joy to others.
Tag my hand. Tag a hope. Bring it here. Good boy. The only thing I take credit for is I got a driver's license and I can get him there. If it wasn't for that, he could do the whole deal on his own. It's my job. Stewardship is what they call it. It's my job to do the right thing with this dog. I'm sure I've made some mistakes. But when I see people smile, I can't feel bad about that. Churches called me and said, "You have a wonderful ministry." I said, "What are you talking about?" They said, "That's why it's a wonderful ministry, because you don't think you have one." Give me a big smile. Touch my hand. Smile.
Skid Boot has changed David Hartwig's life in ways he could have never imagined. And after Skid Boot's decade in the spotlight, reality has come calling.
Here it is. Here it is. I'm right here. Here it is. Come here.
Skid Boot is going blind, and doctors say there's nothing they can do. Skid Boot's performance days are numbered now, but David says they'll get through it together.
If God gives me a thunderstorm, I'm going to thank Him. If He gives me a blind dog, it just means me and Skid Boot can have more personal time together. We're not going to begrudge anything. Life is too precious to be upset. And this dog, I will hand lead him everywhere when he's so blind he can't get around. It won't bother me at all. I love this dog.
There will never be another Skid Boot, but whether he knows it or not, David Hartwig has a way with animals. His farm is littered with puppies who, with a little of David's encouragement, are showing the promise of performance.
Come back. Come on. All the way back. Come on. Down. That's so good. Touch my hand. Thank you.
But fame and fortune is no substitute for the partnership, the understanding, the love David found with one special dog.
He's had a wonderful life. He's had a great life. What dog can buy a Dooley Ford pickup and then buy another one and pay his master's bills? He makes more money than I do shoeing. Show. Flow. Go. If anybody has ever had a child, then they know how I feel about this dog. That's the only way I can describe. There's nothing that's more important to me than Skid Boot.
David Hartwig and Skid Boot will continue to travel and perform until Skid Boot decides it's time to retire. Skid Boot won't live forever, but his legend will last long beyond his years. This story does have an uncertain ending, and its theme is something David Hartwig wonders about every day.
What is this all about? Why did this happen to me? And the theme is the question, not the answer. And he's brought more joy into my life and lots of people's lives than all kinds of TV and fine cars and motorboats. Maybe that's a thing. I'm the luckiest cowboy ever.
And some folks swear they don't think. Imagine that.
3 years after his program aired, Skid Boot departed to doggy heaven in 2007. But as host Bob Phillips had noted in the show, Skid Boot's incredible legacy lives on. His story on YouTube alone has garnered almost 1.5 million views, and people around the world have been touched by Skid Boot's wit and emotional intelligence. David Hartwig's humility and loving relationship with his companion dogs has opened people's hearts to the understanding that animals really are here to benefit and bless us. During a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff on February 9, 2011, Supreme Master Qinghai revealed the concept of God quality and explained how dogs have the highest percentage of God quality among animals.
The reason why
It is said that we are made in the image of God because we have 100% God quality.
Dog is one of the highest GQ in the creation. Okay, human has been endowed with 100% GQ, hey?
Yeah. Yes, Master.
The highest in the animal kingdom is 65%, and dogs have them.
Wow. Oh.
Dogs are nearer to human and protective of human, therefore he needs to be more godlike, yeah? More protective, loving, and loyal.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is herself a devoted animal lover with 10 adopted dogs of her own, who inspired her to write the number one international best-selling book, The Dogs in My Life. In an interview with journalist and radio host Louise Kings that was published in the Irish Dog Journal on December 16, 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared the best ways to keep our animal companions happy.
I wish I could write more books about dogs because it's endless treasure, it's endless pleasure, and you know, the love and the joy that the dogs bring to my life is really indescribable, and it never ends. They always have something new to surprise me and to make me happy. We can never talk enough about dogs, you know. If we want to make them happy, it's very simple. Very simple. Just love them, yes, and enjoy their love. So the key to good interactions or relationship with our animal companion is the same as with our human relationship. It's all about love, isn't it, huh, Louise?
It sure is. Love.
Indeed, David Hartwig has shown that, nurtured with love, Skid Boot could offer in return wonderful memories for all who have had the pleasure of meeting him. Thank you, Mr. Hartwig, for sharing with us a glimpse of your adoring, devoted, and respectful relationship and life with Skid Boot. To view this and other Texas County Reporter programs, please visit www.texascountyreporter.com. Gracious viewers, it was a pleasure to have you with us on today's Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. May bliss fill your heart in the blessed company of animals.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.